Thank you for calling XVL Logistics. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
Sandra, my name is Anne from Appliance Services. I am calling in because there is actually a redo appointment for a double wall oven insulation assigned to XVL Logistics. And what information do you need? Do you need the FMS order number or client's phone number?
I need the external order number.
Okay, it is 070 B4 Bravo number 8, F4 Frank, E4 Echo, D4 Delta.
That's 070 Bravo 8 Foxtrot Echo Delta.
Yes, you've got it right.
Thank you. Let me place you on a brief hold and pull up that order for you.
It's okay. I will be staying in the line.
Thank you for holding for me. Can you verify the customer's name and address?
Yes, the client's name is Paul. Last name is Licorni. Address is the 5622 Quail Hollow Way in Westervale, Ohio 43082.
Thank you for verifying the information for me. And it shows that this is a Best Buy order. And it shows that this was for a built-in double oven.
Yes.
It was scheduled for the 15th, but ma'am, it was scheduled for the 15th, but the order was not routed. It said customer doesn't want the same team. So the order wasn't routed.
Okay, so so that is now the reason why they did not push through.
So yes, ma'am. That's the reason why they didn't come, because the order's not routed, unless you have some more information.
Okay. So because the concern of the customer now is he wanted to, like, check on the previous installation. Is there a way to, like, send someone out?
No, ma'am. Now, we can reassign the tech service. We would have to send an email over to home office. They would have to do that for you.
Oh, okay. So it's going to be like sending email, reassigning it to a different team.
Yes, ma'am, to a different tech service. Yes, ma'am, we can do that. Our home office assigns the orders in conjunction to where they're related and what tech works that area. So it might be that that's the only tech service that does service that area. But we can send an email over for you with that request.
Okay. Also, may know what would be the duration of the reply, like a response?
I don't have a response, ma'am. I don't have a turnaround time for you to take them to answer you back or to answer us back. I don't have that information. They usually ask you to give them 24 to 48 hours.
Also, ma'am, can you stay on the line? Can I get back to the customer if it's okay? Also, ma'am, is it okay if can the team come there and do the installation like the same team if the customer is okay with that? Can they
yes, ma'am, that's fine.
Okay. Can I have that one confirmed on the customer? Can you stay on the line for me? Allow me to ask the customer if it's okay or not, or we'll be requesting another team so that we can also, like, send an email requesting for another team.
Yes, ma'am. You can go back with your customer.
Okay.
I'll hold on.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'll get back to you real quick. Just give me at least 2 minutes. Thank you. Hello, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Sandra. Oh, hi. Thank you so much for staying. Now it's very okay for the customer, for a team to reach out to the client's location for them to continue on the installation. So it's if it's okay for you to have that one rescheduled to a sooner date, then that would be very helpful.
Okay, I can reschedule it for the next available date. Let me place you on a brief hold.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you for holding for me, ma'am. Now, the system is showing the next available date is March the 20th. That's Saturday.
Okay. And what would be the time window?
I wouldn't be able to give you a time, ma'am. My system runs our orders geographically. It'll route that order Friday night, and then your customer will receive an automated phone call Friday evening between 6 and 9 p.m. with that time frame.
So between 6 to 9 p.m., providing the time frame. Okay. Thank you for that. Did you already have that one schedule? I was just informed the client to wait for a system-generated email about the narrow time window or the time window for the appointment on Saturday, March 20.
He'll receive an automated phone call with the time frame.
Okay.
It won't be a live person. It'll be an automated phone call. It'll provide him with a time frame.
Okay. So I will inform the client that information. Thank you so much for that help, ma'am.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for calling XPL Logistics. You have a good evening.
You too. Goodbye for now.